Okay, we're continuing now with the second parak of the Nefesh HaChaim, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner continues to outline for us the definition of Torah Lishma. And he begins by telling us, as he did at the end of the first parak, what Lishma is not. Inyan Esek HaTorah Lishma HaEmes HaBor Ki Lishma Ein Peirusho Dveikus. What's clear to me, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, is that as opposed to what most people believe, Kamo Shesovrim Atarova Olam, in opposition to what most people believe Torah Lishma to be, Torah Lishma is not dveikus, it's not clinging to Hashem at the moment of learning. Sharei Amru Rabbeinu Zichronim Levracha B'Medrash, because Chazal make it very clear in the Medrash that David HaMelech requested of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shebikesh David HaMelech Olav HaShalom Milafanov Yisbarach, Sha'osek B'Tehillim, Yechashev Etzlo Yisbarach Ki'ilu Hayosek B'Negam Ba'olos. David HaMelech requested that anyone who is involved in Tehillim, in the recitation of Tehillim, it should be equated in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a person who is involved in the most intricate and difficult Mishnayos and Shas, like Negaim and Ovalos. Harei Sha'esek B'Hilchos HaShas B'Iyun V'Yagia, Hu Inyan Yoyser Na Leva'ov Lefanov Yisbarach Me'amiras Tehillim. In other words, David HaMelech recognized that studying Negaim and Ovalos, which is more difficult and more intricate, is in a certain sense obviously greater in the eyes of Hashem than the simple recitation of Tehillim. And therefore David HaMelech requested, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I beg of you, to equate my recitation of Tehillim like one who is learning a very difficult sugya. V'im nomar shel lishma peirushu dveikos dafka, and if you'll say that lishma means to be davuk to Hashem, at the moment that one is involved in words of Torah, rak bezet tole kol ikar inyan esek haTorah, if you were to say that that is the essence of the Torah experience, halo ein dveikus yoiser nifla me'amiras tehillim karoy kol hayom, one would have no better way of clinging to Hashem. It's an amazing compliment for David HaMelech, but one would have no better way of clinging intimately to Hashem than the reciting Tehillim all day long. And yet, we see that David HaMelech wasn't sure that that was the right way. And furthermore, we don't see that Hashem necessarily agreed with David HaMelech's request. V'gam mi yodeyem hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado b'zeh. Who's to say? We don't know the end of the Medrash. We don't see the answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem said, David, not to worry, I will equate your Tehillim like Negaim v'Ovalos. Ki lo matzinu b'divreim zechronim levracha, ma tshuva heishivu hu yisbarach al she'laso. We don't see what Hashem's response to David HaMelech's shail is. And he writes here parenthetically, Kamosha Matsinu Baba Basra Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, Ve'idach Hahu Rachame Hu Dekabai. It's referring to a Gemara in Baba Basra Daf Yud Zayin Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that there were seven tzaddikim whose bodies, after they left this world, were not affected by Rima Vesoleya, not affected by worms and maggots. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov, Moshe Aaron Miriam, and Binyamin Ben Yaakov is the seventh one on the list. And the Gemara says that there's an opinion that says David HaMelech is on the list. Because David HaMelech said in Tehillim, he requested of Hashem that my flesh should be spared from worms. So the Gemara says, Ve'idach, and what about the opinion that doesn't put David on the list? Hahu rachmehu dekabai. He was asking Hashem, please, have rachmanis on my body that it should be spared from worms and maggots. But the one who doesn't put it on the list apparently assumes that David davened for it, but wasn't necessarily granted that request. So the fact that David wanted his Tehillim to be like Negaim and Ovalos, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, does not mean that Hashem granted that request. V'gam ki hayadai le'inyan hadveikus b'maseches achas o perek o mishnah achas. And again, a further question, if in fact dveikus is the goal, so why bother learning through all of Shas? Why bother learning more than one mesechta? Why bother reading more than one perek or more than one pasuk or one mishnah? Why can't I just meditate all day on feeling the connection to God through one word of Torah? And the answer is, I could, but Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's a mistake. What's the point of learning more than one mesechta, more than one perek, more than one mishnah, shiyasuk ba kol yama b'dveikus? Why not learn that all day b'dveikus, if dveikus is the goal? V'lochein matzinu l'rabbeinu zechronu levracha. And if you'll say, okay, maybe one should, well, we don't find that that's what the greatest tzaddikim in fact did. Sha'amra Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Gemara tells us in Sukkah Chavches about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sholohi Niach, Mikra, Mishnah, Halachos, Vagados. There was no area of Torah that he was not proficient in. From Mikra, from Psukim, to Mishnayos, to Halachos, to Agados, all of it was something he desired to know and did know. Vahainu, Ki meha'aloso alibo tamid, because he lived with a constant awareness. Ki aden lo yatzi yedei chovas esak Torah leshma b'ma shalom ararata. Because he lived with an awareness that I cannot attribute myself to, I cannot declare myself having reached the level of Torah leshma if there's still some area of Torah that has yet to be learned, that has yet to be explored. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was always looking for new ways to broaden his Torah knowledge. Lezos hayashoked kol yamav, lahosiv lekach tamid miyom liyom umishah leshah. Constantly looking for ways, again, to expand his knowledge of Torah. If the goal is dveikus ba'Hashem, why not just continue to experience that dveikus through a single pasuk or a single maimer chazal? Continues Rav Chaim Volozhiner, uva mishlei rabsa perek yud, a very frightening comment that we find in the Medrash on Mishlei. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, bo ure'e kama kasha yom adin. Says Rabbi Yishmael, come and see how difficult is the day of judgment. And again, Rav Chaim Volozhiner, I don't think he's trying to scare us, but he's trying to obligate us and motivate us to understand what it means to live a life of Torah pursuit. She'asir HaKadosh Baruch Hu ladunas kol ha'olam kulo. Hashem is going to judge the entire world and each of its individuals. Ba mishiyesh biyado mikra vein biyado mishna. If you come to the Olam Ha'emes and you have mastery of mikra, of psukim, of Torah shebichsav, but you lack knowledge of mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hoifech es pano mimenu umitzeire gehenem izgabrin bo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns away from you and the flames of gehenem overcome you. Again, a person will be held accountable. Why didn't you know Mishnah? They throw him into the fires of Gehenim. If a person has two or three of the Shisha Sidra Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Bini, what about the rest? Why didn't you master the remainder of the halachos? In the Talmud Yerushalmi, the Mishnah is referred to as halachos. Ba mishiyesh biyado halachos, a person has halachos. Amar le bini, what about medrash? What about medrash halacha? Mishnah, why'd you only learn? What about kohanim? Lama lo nisa? What about that? Ba mishiyesh biyado toras kohanim. Let's say you have medrash sifra, you have toras kohanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu amar le bini. Chamisha chomshe Torah, lama lo shanisa? Sheyesh b'am kriyas shema tefillin mezuzah. Let's say you have toras kohanim, might mean Medrash, maybe just Vayikra. If you have just Vayikra, Hashem says to you, why don't you have the rest of Chumash? In other words, no matter how much a person learns, and that's the point of this Medrash, a person comes with Chamisha Chumshe Torah in his back pocket, Hashem says, what's going to be with Agaratas? Ba Mishiyesh Bahagada, what about Talmud? So the bottom line is, at the end of the day, even if a person comes with all the Kabbalistic knowledge in the world, says the Medrash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to a person, you have Talmud, what about Maisa Merkava? What about the Kisei HaKavod, Heichu Omeid? Why don't you explore that? Chashmal, Heichu Omeid, the deepest secrets of the universe. V'kam uponim hu mishapech, and no matter what you say, essentially, you haven't done enough. Again, the goal is not to feel insufficient, but the goal is to realize that there's a lot to learn. And a person can't spend his whole life just studying Sifrei Musar and Sifrei Yira. There's a big world of Torah out there, and Rav Chaim Volozhiner is begging us to get back to it. And furthermore, on a simple and practical level, and again, Chassidus has a response to this, but that's not what we're focusing on right now. On a simple and practical level, there are certain areas, certain sugyas in Shas, just to hold cup, to be able to understand the sugya, requires tremendous mental energy, tremendous focus, on the inyanei gashmi of Shabbam, just to follow again the mathematics of some areas of Torah, kigon kinin upischei nida, the probability of meseches kinim, charting out a woman's menstrual cycle. These are very difficult areas of halacha that require tremendous focus, and we're talking about intellectual, mindfulness, presence, and that's what's referred to in Pirkei Avos as gufei halachos, as the essence of Torah, as the body of Torah. O hamasu matan b'shas. You learn some of the difficult sugyas in Choshen Mishpat. These are not things that a person can peruse while his head is in the clouds. So says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, a person has to get into the nitty gritty details of the sugya. Uklale dine migo sharamo shahaya harama yacholiton. Right, to learn the sugyas is very difficult, and therefore says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, kamaad bilti afshar shehatzlo az gama dveikus b'shleimus karoy. It would be almost impossible for a person to try to work out the laws of Migo and to work out the laws of these various areas of Choshen Mishpat and to study Kinim and Pischei Nida and to do all of that while at the same time feeling the Dveikus Bahashem. So again, Rav Chaim Volozhiner is not telling us that Dveikus Bahashem is not a goal. And we'll see as he emphasizes in the next parak and the prakam ahead how Yirat Shamayim has to be the backdrop upon which all of Torah is built. But when I'm studying commercial dealings and fraud, the Migo Shal Ramos Shahayarama Yachol Liton, I have to immerse my head in that sugya. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says that's not Torah Lishma, and God forbid to think that it's not worthwhile to be osik in such Torah without maintaining a constant state of Dveikus Bahashem.